Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser from this dimension. Yes, the one you're listening in now. And as I do weekly, I'm bringing you the roundup of Last Post episodes that came into my inbox this week, and which I have the pleasure of sharing with you daily. While the Alice Fraser in the other dimension is taking a step back from the ravening space plague that is the 24-hour news cycle to revel in the quiet convent planet that is the weekend magazine, I'm bringing you a best of the week's episodes of The Last Post's satirical coverage of news from another dimension, in case you missed how great they were. Today's episode marks Saturday, the 25th of July of the year 2020, and this week, Alison Spittle, our favourite flapjack lumberjack, joined The Last Post on Monday the 20th on episode 202 to report on the latest updates in TV commissioning news, with some excellent insights from Alice Fraser.
Well, I'm very excited. As you know, we're both big fans of reality TV, and due to circumstances, they've had to look more beyond the box for reality TV shows. So the first thing that has been commissioned has the log line. Okay, so it's called Big Daddy Big Balls, right? And who will... it's the main guy. And the question is, this is the log line. Who will buff his balls? 8 strong men... 8 marble spheres. What this is, it's a cleaning and strongman competition. We give 8 big strong men some Brillo pads and some and 8 massive spheres, massive marble spheres. And the Big Daddy himself will judge each marble sphere and crown someone Big Daddy Big Balls Buffer.
On Tuesday the 21st of July, in episode 203... John Luke Roberts, His Royal Highness John Luke Roberts, previously disgraced Home Secretary, now disgraced ex-Home Secretary, came on The Last Post in his new royal role, which we will be covering later, to discuss the latest political innovations happening around the world, ably, not to say sycophantically, supported by the brilliant Alice Fraser.
So first of all, you have heard recently Ireland have two, I believe it's pronounced... actually, I have no idea. The Prime Minister of Ireland. There's two of them now, and they're rotating. But they were originally, one of them was going to do it for 2 years, then the next one for two. Now they've decided, they've really narrowed it down. They're going to do a word each, like that improv game you do at school. So that's going to be fun. We'll see how the next 4 years pan out like that. And that's inspired something that's going on in Germany. They're trying to get young people involved in politics by bringing in Dirk Mattelblate and Susan Hupen. from America. Now, they, of course, came up with the long form improv game. Game is the wrong word, but it's called the Nigel. And they'll be brainstorming basically new laws through improv. So they'll be in Parliament. The other people in Parliament will put their hand up and say, you know, spatula or inside a big room. Right, when they're asked for a location or a thing, and then the two of these greats of improv will build a little scene. It will have emotion and heart as well as a few laughs, and then the laws will be created off the back of that. So that's hopefully they think that will get young people involved.
Space lawyer Anubhav Pal was our reporter for episode 204, which appeared in this dimension on Wednesday, the 22nd of July, with news from the internet and some charming moments from Alice Fraser.
Well, I have a fascinating private update for you on the internet. My mother... yeah, well, this is starting out creepier than where it goes.
If I had a dollar for every time someone senior to me in the comedy industry has said that to me.
Yes, exactly. My mother is 77 and she lives in a less metropolitan part of India. So I was speaking to her yesterday and her internet provider has decided to not give her internet 24/7. She's paid for the internet for the year, but he switches on and off the internet when she calls. So she calls her internet provider and says, right, I'm on. And he switches it on. And then she calls it back and says, I'm done. And he switches it off. And she's under the impression that is how the internet works.
And Alison Spittle rejoined us again on Thursday the 23rd of July on episode 205. And oh crumbs, has she got news for you on trends in the confectionery world, articulately punctuated with some wonderful contributions by Alice Fraser.
Nostalgia is coming back big time, and that's affecting the confectionery world. Chocolate cigarettes, do you remember those, Alice?
Yes.
Little pieces of chocolate wrapped in paper that you'd suck on and pretend you were your mum or your dad, and then they'd quit smoking at some point. Chocolate cigarettes are coming back big time. But there's a bit of a modern twist on it. They're smokable. So now, instead of children recreating their parents' sins by sucking on a chocolate cigarette until the paper became little balls in their mouth with a chocolatey saliva, now they are just... breathing in the sweet, sweet fumes of cocoa, which has been proven to be totally fine and absolutely breathable. So very exciting now.
And conclude the week is a fan favourite, Tom Ballard, professional conspiracy theorist and alternate universe Alice's complicatedly ex-lover. He gave us the current conspiracy highlights news from that thwarted world on episode 206, which happened on Friday the 24th of July. And might I say, listening to his brilliant chemistry with the smooth Alice Fraser, I can see why they made such a wonderful couple.
One word, Alice, masks. Or as I like to call them, clammy muzzles, face shackles, gob chains. As coronavirus, which doesn't exist, continues to spread across the globe, which doesn't exist, the secret One World Globalist Clinton Foundation Bill Gates Zaltzman government continues to claim sovereignty over our mouth holes. In the city of Melbourne, in Australia, which doesn't exist, as you mentioned before, wearing face masks in public has now been declared mandatory, effectively turning all of us into reverse gimps. Now, I hate masks, Alice. I've been against masks ever since the 2005 film The Son of the Mask. It wasn't funny then, and it's slightly less funny now. Some of us, though, we're brave enough to speak out against this ridiculous and unnecessary ruling, but we are constantly being silenced by the powers that be, Alice. A friend of mine refused to wear a mask in public. 2 weeks later, she was dead. Coincidence? I think not.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And here's the John Luke Roberts royalty recap you were promised. Here he is, back on the show for the very first time after the news broke of his almost lost and certainly threatened bloodline to Queen Victoria and her royal grandson Lionel, who was lost in a park one day. This happened on Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2020, in episode 203. Welcome back to the show, Your Majesty.
I prefer Dauphin. Can we get a Dauphin? I've been using Dauphin, John Roberts. Well, there's not a proper name for my role. And we can drop the disgraced former Home Secretary now, I think. I think the real headline is royalty. Disgraced. You don't need to put that before a royal. I mean, it's assumed, isn't it? It's assumed one way or another.
I would never call someone a Dauphin on purpose, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Now, look, I appreciate the joke, but I will say I can't condone it. We need to treat our royalty with some respect, definitely now that I am one.
Well, I apologise to you, and I hope that I'm not executed for treachery. I'm glad that I'm on the other side of the world from you, you monster.
Well, I'm still, you know, you're in Australia, aren't you? I still have, in fact, I might get special. I'm asking if I can have that one specifically, because it's quite big, and nothing's happening in the middle, so I could do some stuff.
And thank you for listening to the Roundup edition from this week's The Last Post. You can subscribe to our feed to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Bugle Presents The Last Post, or go to the feed where you can hear the full dose of the episodes you heard the highlights from today. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's ALIT-ERATIVE. Or sign up for the full Alice Fraser experience on patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His bedazzled subordinates are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.